Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll give you every rumor. We'll keep you updated on everything. I'm sure there's going to be some things that come out during the show, at least as far as rumors. Nothing official can obviously happen until next week. But it's a free agent Friday. So what does that mean for the Eagles? What exactly are they going to do? Are they going to be aggressive and try to make a splash? Are they looking at a couple of good starters, but they're going to wait the market out a little bit and see what guys get signed and maybe they get good values later on, like Howie's done before? Or is Howie Roseman going to come out immediately and try to sign a guy like Le'Veon Bell? I don't know what people think out there. If they feel like Howie's poised to strike, he wants to make a splash. He saw Bryce Harper just being signed. He realizes that Le'Veon Bell would solve any type of running back issue this team's going to have for a number of years. They don't have a ton of salary cap space, Ike. But should the Eagles, at the onset of free agency, should they attack Le'Veon Bell? You're going to have to make him the highest paid running back ever. Should they do it? Should they pursue Le'Veon Bell? Should they more or less give an offer he can't refuse?
Are you asking me that?
I'm asking.
I don't think they are going to do that, and I don't think they should do that. Although if they did that, you know, I'd be happy Le'Veon Bell was here. I just, from a financial standpoint, I don't see it. I don't see the Eagles committing that type of money to the running back position. I think they believe that while a running back is very important and essential to the success of the offense, being an explosive offense, trying to get it back to where they were when they won the Super Bowl, I believe there are some other components to why the offense was that good. And I think they're going to focus in that area as well. So when you need to add sort of a speed element to the offense from the receiver standpoint, and when you look at the running back position as it currently stands with the Eagles, I mean, you're looking at potentially bringing in multiple running backs. I mean, if I look at their running back situation right now, I mean, Corey Clement would be probably the only one that I'm good with bringing
that
back.
You're keeping, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Wendell Smallwood, I like, but okay, Wendell Smallwood doesn't do a whole lot for me. Doesn't do a whole lot for me. Josh Adams, no.
Probably not.
Who else?
Sproles. Darren Sproles. No. I think the Eagles will consider bringing him back, depending on if they're able to sign a guy, if they draft a guy,
right,
or whatever. I think they
should move on.
See, and you say. Get multiple guys.
Yeah.
And by the way, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. If the first guy you're getting is a Carlos Hyde or a Latavius Murray or a Jordan Howard or a T.J. Yeldon, but that's the whole reason why you go after a guy like Le'Veon Bell. You don't have to get another running back. You use your existing guys, which are good twos and threes, and you spend $50 million guaranteed to go get them. And then you know what? You're going to have no cap space left, or you're really using cap space down the road. Listen, it's going to be difficult to do it, but I feel like Howie, with what's going on right now in this city, I don't know if he feels the pressure. I feel like he's like saying, you know what? Let's give Carson Wentz the best weapon that's out there right now and get him Le'Veon Bell. Or he should. I don't know if they're going to, but I would.
Yeah, I don't need to keep reiterating that I love Le'Veon Bell for obvious reasons. I just look at some of these other running backs out there, and I think you can get the same sort of production from a committee for a far less financial commitment to the position, and you can address other positions. You know, you go out and spend that type of money on Le'Veon Bell, you're basically saying everything else on your roster is set, and it's not.
It'd be tough to do a lot of other things.
It's not. Everything else on the roster is not set, so they have multiple things they need to do. Some other good running backs out there. I know you don't like Tevin Coleman, but I like Tevin Coleman.
Nope. I like Mark Ingram.
You know, Mark Ingram. I like Mark Ingram also.
I like Jordan Howard.
He's a little older. Jordan Howard is younger. I like Jordan Howard.
Last year of a contract, so you'd have to re-sign him after this year.
And you had to trade for him. He's not a free agent.
Right. You have to maybe a fourth-round pick. Latavius Murray's not all that great, but at the very least, he could be a guy you could rely on goal line, short yard situations, and you need to team him with a more dynamic receiving type back. But, I mean, and that's why I say Le'Veon Bell. The hell with all these other guys. Get the best guy out there. 888-729-9494.
Oh, yeah, Michael Bennett, too, is going to be traded.
Yeah, he's out. Or released.
Or released, yeah.
Yeah, he's not coming back. We'll play that sound coming up. He was on Good Morning Football this
morning.
Well,
it's not as simple as he's not coming back. You okay with that? I mean, you're talking about the leading sack guy on the team. The guy had 9 sacks last year. He was. I mean, other than Fletcher Cox, other than Fletcher Cox, he was arguably their best defensive lineman.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with it. Yeah,
I don't know if I'm okay with this.
If Howie and Doug say get him out of here,
yeah, I know. We can say that about everything they do.
Well, no,
that you don't necessarily agree with everything they say or do.
Correct. In this case,
yeah.
I do.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying it.
I can imagine he's difficult
sacks,
to deal with.
9 sacks.
He was good. He was definitely good.
I don't know. Well, let's see what the people think.
888-729-9494.
Here's the thing. Listen, and I'm all for loving on our players. That's in the moment when no games are at stake, because you guys don't love on the players when they're losing games. You don't love on the players then. Then you start having regrets about who's here, who's not here. So there's a lot of love for certain players that everybody's okay with because there aren't games being lost right now. And that's what the Eagles have to sort of separate themselves from and start thinking about this thing in a logical, sensical way for what's best for the team. I'm not telling you Michael Bennett isn't a pain in the ass. What I'm telling you is 9 sacks at 33 years old, and other than Fletcher Cox, he was your best defensive lineman.
He was.
Like, we talk about production. That's production. Oh, and by the way, he's done this throughout his career.
He was good this year.
So that's all I'm saying. Like, we talking about Derek Barnett, who can't get through a whole season and is yet to play a whole season as a starter. We're talking about Brandon Graham, who we all love, coming off a 4-sack season. And Chris Long possibly coming back next year. Okay.
Need to sign a guy or draft a guy high.
Listen, we love him. We want to like and love all our players. I get it. But you guys don't like and love them when the games aren't being won.
No, you know when
during
the
season.
When I started liking Michael Bennett?
When he started
the quarterback.
Exactly. Exactly. Because all we care about is production.
And that wore off, and now I say, all right, see you, Mike. He said
I know he wants to get paid. He had 9 sacks. You think he doesn't want to get paid?
We talked about this first, and I remember because on the air I went and I looked at his contract, and I'm like, oh, he's only making 6.2 next year, and it's final year of a contract.
With
him, you know he's not dealing with that.
No, his agent called as soon as the season was over with.
They talked about a pay cut. This is according to the reports.
Pay cut?
And he said, a pay cut? I want a damn raise.
They did not talk to Michael Bennett about taking a pay cut. Come on,
probably,
man.
His agent. Not him.
Who?
888.
How can you go to a guy who led you a pay cut?
Listen, because they're saying he's not the starter. I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm saying bye bye, Michael, because he's not coming back. All right. 888-729.
Is it a mistake? I mean, he may not come back. Okay.
Right now, it's not.
Well, let's find out.
Wait till they can't get sacks.
Yeah, let's find out.
I can change my mind in the season. 888-729-9494. Right now, Ike, 70% at Mark's Reese WIP say do not sign Le'Veon Bell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.